We're ready then.
Yeah.
Are you sure, love?
Go, just go.
Jordan and his friends and all the usual shenanigans following the dream.
Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey. Oh, this is different, isn't it?
It's a bit, isn't it?
Because unbeknownst...
Explain.
I will.
Oh.
Give us a chance. Unbeknownst to you listeners, because you probably can't see us. Well, I know you can't see us because we're not on camera yet. But we're all sat round a table.
Yeah.
Are we?
It's like Sunday dinner, isn't it? Yeah. Your parents.
Yeah, but the milestone that I've achieved for this episode, and I'm really proud of it, I've been allowed to have a drink.
Oh, yeah, cup of tea.
Well, wait, hang on. We're only like a minute and a half into this.
So
that might all come to a crashing end.
Yeah.
Fairly soon.
You might get banned again. Yeah.
It's about a year and a half, isn't it, since I lastly had a drink?
Yeah, do you want to elaborate on why, Andrew?
Because you threw it all over the podcast table in the studio.
I threw it all over Scott myself.
We need to mention the fact that we're actually sat in front of a boss man.
Yeah, we can see him.
Is it nice seeing me?
Yeah.
Is it worth the 3-year wait?
Yeah, you're massive.
We just thought he was so far away, didn't we?
How far away are they?
So how's it been going, big boy?
Well, I've not been to my dad's yet.
All right, okay. No. Good. You're still hiding.
Yeah, but this week I had an excuse.
Go on.
I'll tell you that excuse. It wasn't anything to do with what originally went on. It was just because I sleep with my aunties like Thursday, Friday, and that day that I was supposed to be going to my dad's, I just hadn't had any sleep that night, so I just wanted to come home and catch up on my sleep.
Basically. Is that your excuse? And that's what you're standing
for? Are you hiding?
Yeah.
he's going into witness protection.
Well, you did mention who it was about.
Yeah,
but... You could have kept that bit quiet.
I didn't want to. No.
So now John's in a witness protection programme. He won't go to his dance because he's scared.
Yep.
Hilarious.
Yep.
I got a text from Jordan this morning, a picture text.
Right.
A pint of beer. This morning.
What time? What, a pint of beer?
Half past nine.
What hang time on, hang it? On, half hang 11. On. Move that coffee away from him then.
How many beers have you had?
Just the one.
You look like you're lying when you said that. How many beers has he had?
All the way. Just the one. Just the one.
Yeah. I texted you and you said you didn't answer the messages last night. You said you were in AA. Do you want to expand on that?
Not really, no.
No. All right, okay then.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I have been doing, though.
Go on.
I've been listening to more podcasts.
Have you?
Which ones?
Well, it's the same one that I've been listening to for a while.
Oh.
But there was a specific episode I wanted to listen to, and it's called Great Company with Jamie Leng.
Yeah. He's the guy for Made in Chelsea.
Yeah. One of them. And he was talking to a local rapper. He's very famous. You might know him. He's called H.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that H or H?
I don't know.
It's a really weird name, isn't it?
Well, his real name's Harrison, so it might just be a cool way of saying H.
But he was in the jungle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But isn't there a rapper called H-A-I-T-C-H or something like that?
That's him, isn't it?
Yeah,
is that the same guy? Yeah.
Right. Jesus Christ.
Well, it's H or H, which is it?
H is the one from Steps. And right. we're not going on about Steps.
No.
Because that'd just be a tragedy, wouldn't it?
Oh, dear. That time already, is it?
Yeah.
Bad jokes.
But that one was good. No, really wasn't.
No, it was all right. So go on, you're talking about H.
Which one?
Whichever one you were talking about.
I don't know much about the one from Steph, so he's out the window.
Right.
But this rapper from Manchester, he's called H, and he just talked about his life story. But one thing he did touch on is how he's got a sister with Down syndrome.
Oh, right.
And she's called Gracie, and it just talked about her is his struggles with understanding with what Down syndrome was, because he openly admitted that when, before he like looked into it and read up on it, he didn't know, he didn't have a clue what Down syndrome was. And also on this podcast, it just talks about him growing up and how he came to his rise to fame.
Right.
Like I think there was this channel called Channel U. Does anyone remember it?
No.
Well, there was this channel called Channel U.
Hmm.
And they used to have rappers and rap groups on it. And there was N-Dubs as well. They were on it. And it used to just focus on their early rise to fame. And at this point, he was talking about his experience with it.
Right. No, I don't really know of him, do you, Andrew?
I know of him, and I know he was in the jungle, but I couldn't... It's not like the old days, is it, when you could name somebody's hit singles?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you one single that was released.
There were too many celebrities, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, I do know that he did very well in the jungle, apparently. He was very popular, wasn't he?
He did. He got to the final three.
Yeah.
I think it was him, Angry Ginge...
is that my relative?
Angry Ginge,
and some guy with curly hair. And I can't remember his name, but he had an awful accent. I just wanted to put my foot through the screen when he came on television.
I didn't watch Slappity this year. I normally love it. You know, it's good fun to watch, but I just didn't watch it at all.
I watched the first few, but because it's TV...
Mm.
It's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
All those adverts that they play.
Yeah, well,
don't like that.
You like your YouTube, don't you?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Cut all that out.
You know how you said you like your YouTube?
Mm.
Do you use it normally, or do you have a paid one so you don't?
I have a paid one, so there's no adverts.
Oh, right.
£12 a month. £12.
£12 a month.
It's a lot of money.
No, it's not. Not for the amount of adverts that YouTube throws in.
Yeah.
I would quite happily pay more than 12 quid.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what benefit are you really getting over TV? I mean, like, BBC,
well, there's so much choice, isn't there?
Well, but BBC, for me, do brilliant dramas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't have the patience to sit down and watch those anymore.
But do you get that on YouTube?
Yeah, you can do, yeah.
All right. I believe the BBC are actually thinking about going to YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what part of it, but talk of it, I think because of...
They do have stuff on YouTube already.
Yeah. And you get the 4K stuff on YouTube as well, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. You can have the decision to watch, like, certain videos in 4K. Like, I know Tom Syndicate, he has an option to either watch the 4K version of his videos.
Really?
Or watch the normal ones.
I don't think... I mean, no disrespect to people like Tom Syndicate. I don't want to watch things like that in 4K. I want to watch nature programmes in 4K. You know what I mean? I don't want to watch Corey in 4K.
Should we go in 4K?
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
shall we?
I think we need to go in.
Yeah.
We'd be bad in 2D, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Give that up. You know, we keep going on about AI, and we're big fans of AI.
Oh, yeah.
I'm no longer a fan of AI.
Oh, why? What happened?
Well, you must have seen in recent months...
Have we got a jingle for this? Is it a rant, Kevin?
Well, no, actually, it could be a rant, yeah?
Yeah.
But see if you guys agree. If you go on social media now...
Right.
There must be a million, on a daily basis, a million videos that pop up. And I'll give you one example.
Yep.
Kate Middleton, and there's a voiceover, and it'll go, Kate Middleton's a beautiful woman, Princess Kate Middleton, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah. And it's like her walking around, and it's not her, it's AI. And everybody keeps just generating AI stuff.
And then...
Absolute tosh.
Yeah, it's called AI slop.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it is, yeah. It's,
and the voices, they're like very... It just shows random bits of video, but the voices are very robotic, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. But it's like... You'll see a video on there and people fall into the trap. It'll say something like, check this out, this guy beating this guy up. Like, that guy's got four arms, mate. There's something wrong with that video.
Should we do flying facts?
Is it time for that?
Yeah.
I don't need a flying fact. Yeah. Have you got your phone? Do you need it?
No.
Are you rehearsed?
Yep.
Are you actually ready for once?
Yep.
Wow.
Go on then.
Right, my first one is my dad owned a pub.
Okay.
Second one is my mum was a trolley dolly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my third one is I used to be an advocate for an epilepsy charity around my local area.
Say that last one again. You used to be an advocate for?
An epilepsy charity around my local area.
Right. So number one was your dad.
What was the pub called?
The Lodge.
Where was it?
In Duckingfield.
Really? I know the Lodge. It's a real pub.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's a real pub. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's in Duckingfield.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the second one, your mum used to be a trolley dolly.
Yeah.
Which airline?
No. Sorry, I should have been a bit more specific.
Trains?
No. She was a trolley dolly in the sense that, you know when people are in hospital and they can't get off the ward to go and buy, like, sweets?
Oh, she's like the sort of tea and coffee kind of thing.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I see,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, trolley dolly, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Well, that's feasible as well.
Yeah, that's feasible. And the last one, you would say, yeah, absolutely you were an advocate.
Yeah, but I weren't very good at it, so I only lasted about 6-12 months.
Why? What went wrong?
They just didn't like how I was coming across. I mean, I didn't really like doing it, to be honest.
That's the
what
lie.
Did you have to
this
actually do?
What?
What did you actually have to do?
Go and deliver, like, talks about epilepsy. And because when they'd asked me, I was just, like, I was new to it myself. And I just didn't know too much about it.
That's quite convincing, that, Andrew.
Yeah, this pub. Tell me more about this pub.
It was a pub in Duckingfield called The Lodge. And they had, like, different events on.
When did he have this pub?
I think it was between 99 and 2000.
It's that's
what, for 1 year?
No, between 99 and 2000 and up to 2004, I think it was. But I'm not exactly sure.
That's fully feasible as well, isn't it, really? It's a real pub. And the first one, the second one, sorry, was your mum.
Yeah.
Third one's you and the advocate.
I'm going to say the third one is the lie.
It was so much detail, didn't it?
Yeah, I know, but...
Go on, I'll go with you, because they're all very feasible, but I'll go with you. Yeah, we'll go with that. The lie is the epilepsy thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, is that the lie? Yeah. Hey.
That was good, that, John.
Yeah.
That was so convincing.
Yeah.
So the pub your dad did have?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How old were you? Were you not born then?
Was I not born? Oh, yeah, I was alive. I was in the world.
Can you remember going to the pub then?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I used to have orange soda.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he used to leave you outside with a bag of crisps?
No.
That's what my dad used to do to me when I was a kid.
No.
Right, are you ready for mine?
Yes.
Okay. Fact number one, gentlemen. I once got on the wrong tour bus, and I didn't realise it till I saw James Bay poking his head into my bunk. That's fact number one. Fact number two, I once tested my cat out to see if it actually had 9 lives. That's fact two. And fact number three, I once got chatted up by Fufu Lamar. Discuss, gentlemen.
That's weird. Fufu Lamar popped up on my Facebook the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know who Fufu is, John?
That's one of my questions.
Yeah. I think Andrew will know to describe Fufu.
I've got it. From Andrew's little chuckle there.
Yeah.
Is he are they an icon in a certain area?
Yeah.
Right.
What do you mean? Icon in...
From the gay scene.
Oh, right, yeah. Fufu was a famous drag queen.
But was he, though? Wasn't he TV?
Did a lot of TV. He ended up doing something like The Price is Right or Blind Date or something like
definitely,
that.
Definitely, because I only ever remember him from that.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't remember him from anywhere else.
He was big on the Manchester
other than
scene.
Knowing that there was a bar in... Is it Ancoats?
Dalton Street.
Yeah,
Dalton Street,
there,
around
yeah,
the
yeah.
back of Piccadilly.
But other than there. That, I wouldn't, yeah.
I thought he was, I quickly found out he was a northern delicacy, you know what I mean? Fufu. Yeah. Comedian, yeah, drag queen, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's who Fufu was. And he went on to do some TV, as you know.
Yeah.
Anything else you need to ask me?
Just run me through your three facts a minute.
Okay, number one was that I once got on the wrong tour bus.
And James Bay was on there, was he?
Well, I didn't realise that. I was on the bus, got in my bunk. What, do you want me to explain at all?
No, just run through there.
All right, so James Bay poked his head into my bunk. Bye. And then I realised I was on the wrong tour bus.
Right.
Fact number two was I once tested my cat to find out if it actually had nine lives.
Obviously true.
And fact number three, I got chatted up by Fufu.
I think the second one, yeah, the cat and the nine lives, yeah, is a lie.
Right.
No, absolutely true.
No, the reason why, Andrew, is because in all the time I've known you, I've only ever known you to have dogs.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, so yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right, okay, all right.
Do you not remember the story about my cat getting kidnapped?
No.
Do you not remember my rant about Catgate?
No.
And Charlotte's cat, someone next door started feeding it.
Oh, yes. I do, yes.
Ran off with it, yeah. So we've had cats.
Right.
A few holes in that one there. Any questions, Andrew?
Fufu, totally believe.
Yeah.
The cat, totally believe.
All right.
So, for me, it's coming down to the bus.
Right.
How would you get on the wrong bus?
I'll tell you.
He went on the wrong stag do.
Why? I did. This is very true.
We were in Shepherd's Bush.
Right.
Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Yeah.
And there's nowhere to park the tour bus. And there's a place underneath a massive Tesco's superstore.
Yeah, yeah.
Where all the tour buses park up.
Yeah. Okay.
So one night we were parked up there.
Yeah.
And there was me with loud kids, incidentally.
Oh, yeah.
James Bay was in the one next to us. I didn't know that at the time. And next to it, I think it was Ed Sheeran or someone like that. So there was three tour buses. And I'd come out, I'd had a few beers.
Yeah.
Had a cigarette, stumbled back on the bus, got on my bunk. And then later on, someone stuck their head through my bunk door.
How many years ago was this?
10 years ago. Stuck their head through the bunk door, bunk curtains, and said, it's time to get up. And I went, oh, James Bay, I'm on the wrong bus.
Right.
And we all laughed.
I'm trying to think whether James Bay was around 10 years ago.
And oh, more than 10, wasn't he?
Is that the only hole you see in that story?
Yeah, but that...
you see, there's a lot of detail there. But tell me about the cat. How did you test if it had nine lives?
I used to live in a block of flats called Brisbane House in Portsmouth when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
We had a cat.
Right.
And I used to throw it up the balcony and see if it bounced.
How many floors were you?
God.
Oh, only about four. Oh. Four floors. Some like that. And it did bounce. Used to land on its feet. You got a bit of a quandary going on here.
See, if the RSPCA are listening...
I don't know this guy.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to change my mind.
I was talking about four at a time.
I'm going to say the cats.
Oh, right, okay.
But it's a lie.
It's the lie.
All right.
Is that what I said?
No, you said it was the tour bus, I think.
Right. Well, I don't know what I said, but something's a lie.
Come on, pick one.
The cat.
The cat.
Yeah.
You were saying cat?
Yeah.
The lies James Bay tour bus.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, you threw in Ed Sheeran. And I'm thinking...
There is actually an element of the truth in that, though.
Is there?
Yeah, yeah, purely from the point of view that under Tesco's in Shepherd's Bush,
right,
all the tour buses do park up.
So why were they all there at the same time?
Middle of the gig, on the way to the next town, that kind of thing.
Oh, right,
so,
okay.
And there's nowhere to park. So if you gig at Shepherd's Bush Empire, they have to pull up outside, everybody goes in, and then the bus goes out to park somewhere. And parking in London's ridiculous. So there's this little space underneath.
So is that a well-known fact about the tour buses doing that?
Amongst tour drivers, right, yes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I never knew it till I was there. And I saw all these tour buses, this is cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't get on the wrong bus.
Oh, right, okay.
There you go. Are we doing joke-off?
Yeah. Is it time for that?
Your show.
Hang on. Before I press the button, though. Last week, no points. Can you both assure me a point is going to be given out at some point today?
Hell yeah. Honour, honour, here
here's another joke of the week. So, scores on the doors for episode 93. Like I say, no change last week. Jordan on 29, Kevin on 32.
And we got no points last week, George.
No.
That's a bit of a first, wasn't it? From Angry DeVito over there.
Yeah.
Are you going first?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Right. What do you call, right, a woman in a woman in Egypt covered in? She's a mummy, right? What do you call it in Egypt?
Hang on, do you want to start again?
No.
Did the pressure get to you?
Yeah. What do you call a mummy in Egypt covered in peanuts?
I know the answer to this one.
I don't know. Go on.
Ferrero Rocher.
I think it's supposed to be Pharaoh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pharaoh Rocher.
I can't pronounce it.
Not Ferrero. Ferrero what?
Okay. Look, all this needs to be, Kevin, is a chicken crossing a road joke. That's all this needs to be.
Jordan, I've just ordered a chicken and an egg on Amazon. Yeah. I'll let you know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Let me know what?
God. Oh. I'm just tickling.
I love that there was a chicken as a joke. Okay, yeah, easy. Kevin, 33 points. Jordan, you're still on 29.
Phil.
Woohoo!
Bye.
See you then.
Yeah.
Say goodbye, Jordan.
Goodbye, Jordan.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.